Pitched in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Thursday. Got a great show lined up. Going to have some national perspective on this Browns team today. Don Banks from SI.com is going to join us. He'll talk about the ownership transfer, among other things. Going to get into some other league topics with Don as well. We like to do that on Thursdays. We'll also visit with a very familiar voice on this show, a familiar face each week on the CBS broadcast of the Browns games, Solomon Wilcots. He'll be the analyst on Sunday's game with Kevin Harlan, doing the play-by-play for CBS on Sunday in Indianapolis. So we'll hear what Sally has to say about the Browns, about the matchup. And we take a look, another Thursday staple, at the history between the Browns and their upcoming opponents. So Steve King stops by, and we'll hear a little bit from Steve about the rich history between the Browns and the Colts. And, of course, when I say rich, it's not so much with the Indianapolis Colts. It's very much with the Baltimore Colts, the team that goes back to the early days to the really the arrival in the league, both teams around the same time, back in the day. And your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns underscore daily, the handle on that, check it out. Always keep you up to speed on what's going on with this show. Voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. It seems interesting that, you know, I'm going to say take a breath, but yesterday was such an unusual day, such a crazy day around here with so many things going on, right? You had, of course, Jimmy Haslam the day after being officially approved by the NFL, by the other owners, as the majority owner of the Browns, then introducing his new CEO, Joe Banner, and he was in the house and we had him on the show. And then the vice presidential visit, Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, joining the vice presidential candidate visit. Let me specify that, Paul Ryan. They were on hand for practice, and that was interesting. A whole bunch of Secret Service people hanging around that scene. A little different feel for practice, just before the start of practice. So players found it interesting, and it just made for a lot of buzz around this place, and I think the buzz is going to continue, obviously, going forward with the newness happening here. But anyway, your comments, your questions, and everyone sort of focused now on, while they're still focused on the ownership change, that would be still topic A, no question about that. But there is a game, yes, to be played, and a chance for the Browns now to try to get something going, some traction after last week's win against the Bengals. Jimmy from Twitter says, with the lack of a real running threat from the Colts, are we going to see the Browns blitz Andrew Luck like crazy? I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's an advantage to make them one-dimensional, and the Browns absolutely can't let the Colts get a running game going. It would be, I mean, they didn't last week. The Colts didn't last week against the Jets, and that helped tremendously for the Jets to get pressure on Luck. And it's all about getting, I mean, it's all about that with any quarterback. But Andrew Luck, who's really operating at a level that you don't see most rookie quarterbacks operate. A lot of this is coming through that Stanford program, for sure. He's had exposure to the more complex aspects of running an NFL offense, and he's got a really good feel for that. He's a super bright guy, too. And he's done an extraordinary job of making his reads, his progressions, and seeing what he knows, but seeing what is done to attempt to fool him and deciphering that most of the time. But get pressure on him. You say, Jimmy, blitz him like crazy, but that's a risk when you're talking about, it's a risk with anybody, but it's a bigger risk, I think, when you're talking about a guy who is so good at knowing what to do when he recognizes the blitz coming and then sees those vacated areas. You blitz with risk, obviously. and you're going to obviously have fewer people in coverage, and he's going to have more opportunities to put the ball in the hands of the likes of Reggie Wayne. Clayton from Twitter, but just to finish the point, you got a Tabba Rubin back helping that D-line do the job against the run, collapse the pocket. So I think you can get pressure. Ideally, you want the most pressure, I believe, to come from that line, and that's the point of the rotation, too, so that you're maximizing coverage and causing him reducing the number of windows he sees in the passing game. Clayton from Twitter, will Montario Hardesty get increased reps with Trent Richardson coming off an injury? Trent Richardson listed as limited in practice today with chest/rib injury. I think Hardesty does get more carries, not just because of Richardson's health status, but I think it makes good sense. I think he proved something last week. It makes real sense to just involve him more in the running game. That was an opportunity, and he seized the moment, the day, with his performance. The way he ran, the way he hung on to the ball, the explosive manner in which he made plays, I think did a nice job of convincing the coaches, convincing Pat Shurmur especially, that he should have a role in this offense. And I think you will see it in particular on Sunday because of Richardson being only a week removed from that injury. That's one thing. Although Richardson is going to want to be full go, and you know how the toughness and the attitude of that rookie. But it's I think it's beneficial for the offense, too, to just be able to give your lead horse some rest in the running game a little bit. Richardson won't want it, but it's good. I think it's good for this team to have that balance in your running game. When I say balance, I mean that just somebody other than one guy carrying it. But the one guy is going to carry it quite a bit. Let's make no mistake about that, as long as he's healthy or mostly healthy. All right, we've got much more coming up for you in a couple of minutes. Going to talk with Don Banks. Covers the NFL, does a great job of it for SI.com. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to us right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Did you know that a sneeze can linger in the air for hours? Now trying to avoid breathing in the germs of that sneeze can be like playing a full regulation game plus overtime all on defense. Exhausting. Discount Drug Mart and Halo want to keep you on the offensive this season. Halo is the first ever oral antiseptic that kills airborne germs you breathe in. Just 3 sprays in the back of your mouth can protect you for up to 6 hours. Pick up Halo at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. For more information, visit halogermdefense.com.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 888-800-4713 or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 888-800-4713 or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All this market volatility is really unsettling.
I don't understand how earnings can go up, but stocks go down.
I know Europe has debt issues, but I don't understand why this affects my portfolio.
I need someone to look out for my financial goals and interests.
Investing today can be complicated, but with the right partner, it doesn't have to be. I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. Baird has guided local families and businesses through the challenges of the last decade. Our global resources and research keep the big picture in perspective, while our deep expertise in financial, tax, and estate planning ensure the advice we give is tailored to your specific needs. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that everyone at Baird is fully invested in your success.
Discover the advantage of a financial partner with your best interests in mind. Visit BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Vic Carucci with you. We've got so much stuff on this show to share. We're going to have a conversation in a little bit with Joe Hayden, cornerback. You're going to want to hear from him. Had a real, literally a triumphant return, a real strong game against the Bengals last week. Just saw how much this team missed him. Right now, though, we're going to take a national look at the Browns and the entire league. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us right now from SportsIllustrated.com, our great friend Don Banks. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be with you again.
Well, Don, a whole lot to talk about with this Browns team. Let's start with the change in ownership and wanted to get your thoughts on Jimmy Haslam taking this team over earlier this week and Joe Banner becoming the new chief executive officer and the announcement that Mike Holmgren's going to retire at the end of the season. A lot of news on that front just in a matter of a couple of days.
Yeah, it seems a breath of fresh air in every way, Vic. Nationally, the reputation that is quickly forming about Jimmy Haslam as a guy who brings a lot of enthusiasm. He brings, I think, a lot of common sense to the situation. He certainly has passion for owning this franchise. I think as many times as Browns fans have had reason for fresh hope, I think this is the most legitimate fresh start they've had. I just like the approach that I've heard. I think he's going to be open-minded, and yet I think he knows what an NFL organization that's successful looks like and how it's run. I hope he listens to the people that he chooses, because I think that relationship is pivotal. But I think in Joe Banner, he has somebody who knows kind of every in and out of an NFL franchise operation.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up about listening to the people you bring in. And there are probably, we speak in generalities a lot with owners. What's a good owner? Well, a good owner is a guy who gives the people who run his team all the resources they need to be successful. And the simple answer is, yeah, give them the cash. You know, buy the free agents, pay the contracts extensions, et cetera, hire the best people around you. But it's more to it than that, right, Don? Because that communication thing you're talking about and that sense and that awareness, what's your feel for what the best way that Jimmy Haslam can impact this team and make it a success?
Well, I think I do think he's already begun it. I think he needs to get the most high-quality people he can in the key positions, let them do their job. Now, he's always going to have the most important vote, the most important voice. But my sense is he knows what he doesn't know, He knows there's plenty about it that he doesn't bring to the table. And I like the fact that, you know, he's been kind of decisive. He's not trying to rush in and make his stamp or imprint on the organization immediately. But he also knows that you kind of have to have a bold vision for where you're going. He seems like he passes the early sniff test on that front.
And the exposure that he had with the Steelers,
right,
being part of that organization, you touched upon that. But that's really critical because they consistently do things right. So he has an up-close view of that and understands what makes a team win, basically, from that model. Of course, you know, if you got to have the players, you got to have the right people to do that. And the other interesting dynamic with that is the Browns are a very young, he's taking over an extremely young team with a lot of these parts that they hope will be good just starting their careers.
Yeah, and again, you know, you don't want to overstate the Steeler influence, but I don't know too many people in the league, and I'm sure you don't either, who have been exposed to how the organization in Pittsburgh has been run, the continuity factor. They have an approach to how they do things. Who hasn't walked away and been impressed? And I think anybody that has been around the Steelers just has an edge coming in, a much better idea of what a successful organization looks like, sounds like, and acts like.
And Joe Banner, for his part, those 19 years that he spent with the Philadelphia Eagles, part of so much success there, not a Super Bowl championship, but certainly darn close and always in contention, putting that together. How much do you think that means to the Browns?
Well, I mean, you're right. Not the ultimate success, and I now live in the Philly area, and that's the first thing you hear is that the lack of a ring has really left, you know, a void there in a lot of people's minds. But if you're a Browns fan and you've suffered through the fits and starts since 1999, you know, a guy with Joe Banner's experience and width and breadth of tenure in this league has to be a welcome sight, because yes, Mike Holmgren came through the door and he obviously had a wealth of experience as well. I just happen to think he made a better head coach than he did a personnel executive. It's okay, we all have different strengths. I think Joe Banner's strength is he knows how to build an organization, and what he doesn't necessarily know about football personnel, and I think he probably knows some. He knows people who do know, and I think he'll build a successful front office and executive level in Cleveland. And to be honest, that's been lacking for quite some time.
Don Banks from SI.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don, let's take a look around the rest of the NFL, and especially what we saw Monday night from Peyton Manning. I don't want to focus totally on that, but just on the bigger picture of Manning's comeback, and that really being I think that punctuates it, helping the Broncos come back from a 24-0 deficit to win that game. What does it mean, you think, in terms of the big picture of the AFC, where you only have a couple of teams with winning records?
It was remarkable. I think we can finally put to rest any lingering questions, if they still existed, on whether Manning is back. He's not completely the same player. He's plenty good enough. He still knows how to kind of carve up a defense. Whatever he might be lacking in arm strength, he's certainly making up for. So it was, I think it's the game that's going to decide that division. I really do. I picked Denver to win it. I thought if they went to 2-4 and fell two games behind plus the tiebreak with that loss, you know, San Diego's certainly in the driver's seat, but I think Denver wins that division. I'm going to be at a game this week, Vic, that I think is the most intriguing game of the week, which is Baltimore and Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only two teams, as you noted, in the AFC with a winning record, both at 5-1. Baltimore hasn't looked great in winning at Kansas City barely, and then beating a mistake-prone Dallas team last week at home. But their situation is now to be watched, because without Ray Lewis and Lardarius Webb, their top cornerback, they kind of have to fully, completely, and utterly become that offensive-driven team that we've never seen the Ravens become, I think they're up to it. I think they were already a long way down that road, and I think clearly now the pressure's even further on Baltimore. So I want to see them going to Houston, see how they handle that environment against a team they beat twice last year, including in the divisional playoffs.
Have we seen the last of Ray Lewis as a player?
My gut says no, because guys with his type of pedigree and resume don't like to go out on an injury. But, I think it's an unknown, and I think he has a lot of things going on off the field. His son's going to play at University of Miami. He wants to watch him play. I'm sure he'll have plenty of TV opportunities if he wants them. So, you know, I think that's a story still unknown. But if I had to put a buck down, I'd say he's back, because I bet he won't want to go out with a triceps injury ending his career.
What does it say about the AFC that only two teams, as you say, you're going to be at that Ravens-Texans game Sunday watching those clubs, only two teams have the winning records, and basically it's not just a 3-3 division conference, it's a 3-3 league right now. But
yeah,
where do you think we are with Week 7 beginning Thursday night?
Yeah, you're right. 16 teams, half the league right now, is either 2-3, 3-3, or 3-2. And so that's just a great big kind of morass of mediocrity in the middle of the league. I think it's an interesting year, because I think there's really no true elite class. There are some teams, obviously, like Atlanta and Houston and Baltimore that are up there, San Francisco. But every time we seemingly have tried to figure out, you know, the pecking order, it has changed. I do our power rankings. I've had five different teams at number one already entering Week 7, as most people have who've done that. So I think we always kind of wring our hands at this point of the year. But the thing is, nothing really important, vitally important, happens in October. It's always a team that comes together late. This league is more than ever about getting hot late and taking momentum into the playoffs, really, regardless of where you're seated.
Is there any team right now that you look at among the usual suspects that are in contention, the Patriots being one of them, coming off their loss to Seattle, the Packers having, you know, the strangest of seasons, but looking like they are bouncing back, I think I can say that, the Giants doing what they did against the 49ers, and the 49ers being what they are.
Yeah.
Of those teams right now, I mean, who is there anyone that you're pointing to and saying, okay, this will sustain itself?
I think San Francisco is going to be there in the end. I think Green Bay is going to have a really long hot streak at some point here fairly soon. And in the AFC, I really think, as tired as it sounds, I think the Patriots will put it together, win 10 or 11, take the East again, and be in position. This really may be a year where there aren't any 13-3s. The number one seeds could be 11-5s. And I think 10-6, Baltimore could win the AFC North at 10-6, and they should be pretty happy, because that first-place schedule is pretty brutal for them.
Right. Well, Don, tremendous breakdown. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Don Banks from SI.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings, voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, and every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Woof, woof, woof. It's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Spring in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, you look ridiculous wearing that dog collar.
I'm heading down to the dog pound, baby.
Woof, woof, woof. You're an idiot.
If you bleed orange and brown like we do at Jake's Garage, come on in for all your automotive needs. And be sure to pick up your orange and brown Jake's Garage t-shirts and footballs.
Perfect for tailgating.
That's Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague in beautiful Columbia Station.
At Dave & Buster's, summer football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And truly appreciate that you're hanging out with us on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is also driven by Liberty Ford. We're going inside the locker room with Jameer Howerton and Joe Hayden. Take it away, Jameer.
Joe, thank you for taking time out.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
How you doing, man? It's good to see you back in action out there.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
Talk about Sunday's win. What did that do for the mood in and around the locker room?
Oh, it did a lot for us, man. I mean, it just, the whole team was really, you know, down. We keep losing and losing, but I feel like this win, it definitely building us up, and it makes us want more. You know what I'm saying? It makes us want to come in here, get on the film with Indianapolis, make sure we get them so we can have two in a row. Because after losing 11 in a row, you know what I'm saying, that's just, it's all bad right there. So we just want to make sure we want to keep that winning feeling in the locker room after the game.
Before we talk about Indy, let's talk about your mindset there Sunday. Three breakup passes, you had one interception. Talk about your mindset as you were out there just playing. Looked like you were just comfortable and free. Yeah. You were back in your element.
I mean, when I went home, I basically was acting like it was like an off-season workout, like when I'm training to get ready to come to training camp. So I definitely just stayed in shape. I tried to keep my endurance going, lifting, and basically just got a lot of time to hang out with my family, watch football, but I definitely missed it a whole lot, so I just tried to stay in shape. And when I was out there, it was, at first I was real nervous, you know, it's like the first game of the season again, so a lot of nerves. But once I got to calm down, I just started, it came right back normal, natural, just right back how I left.
And after Sunday's game, you spoke about how you're going to face A.J. Green for the years to come if you're Brown, and T.J. is going to face Gresham, yeah, as the years to come. You look at these matchups, man, this is just a great recipe of just great competitive football.
Exactly. I mean, it's what you look for. for. You know what I'm saying? You want to go against the best. And I say A.J. Green is definitely one of the best receivers in the league, for sure. And Gresham is one of the best tight ends. And I feel like me and T.J., up-and-coming corner of safeties in the league. So, I mean, just going against people like that, it definitely pushes you, just lets you see where you're at. And I really like the challenge of going against them, and I know they like the challenge going against us.
Top flight talent, man. All right, let's talk about this Colts team. I know you can't give away the game plan. I'm not going to ask you that. But just, you know, practice is in full swing. How's the week of practice going?
Oh, it's going real well. It's going real well. Everybody just flying around. I mean, we're still off that energy that we had from the game. And everybody just wants to have that feeling again. So practice is going crisp. Everybody's just really just getting that extra film work in, and just looking forward to playing.
Looking at this offense, what jumps out to you?
Definitely Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne. I mean, those two people. I mean, Andrew Luck can make every throw. Mm-hmm. He can get if you cover the receivers, he could scramble and make a play happen. And Reggie Wayne, he's been doing this for a while. I remember growing up watching him and Peyton Manning. So he's still at the top of his game. So those two dudes really just jump out at you.
And for yourself, what are you working on this week in particular?
Just the same stuff. I'm just trying to just make sure I understand their concepts, understand their routes. The biggest thing is third down. You know what I'm saying? When they get in third down, when they run in certain formations, just trying to get a good two or three jumps. So if I see this formation, then I know I make that play.
Well, Joe, we spoke about the win earlier, but how do you keep that momentum going here in the locker room?
Just remembering that feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Remembering that feeling after the locker room, how we came in, everybody was excited, high-fiving, and then when you come watch the tape, it's way better to make corrections after you won than before you lost. So just as long as everybody just has that same feeling, that same drive, knowing when you come in from a losing locker room, mm-hmm. and when you had that feeling last week. So basically, I think just that feeling in the locker room of being like, yeah, we did this the whole week. We worked up to it. We won, and then we could study film, make corrections. But after a win, it's everything. Everything's better.
Well, Joe, thank you for your time, and good luck moving forward.
All right, we thank you, Jameer. We thank you, Joe Hayden. And in a little bit here, we're going to have a conversation with Solomon Wilcots, former cornerback in the NFL. Turn commentator for CBS Sports and also NFL Network. He is going to be on the call with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's game in Indianapolis between the Browns and the Colts. So this is a guy who's been around this team a lot. He was on the call last week in Cleveland Brown Stadium, and he knows this Browns team pretty well. So you're going to want to hear what Sally has to say. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month. And I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013. 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Killingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Killingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Enjoying the Motown sounds that Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, plays here in the rejoins. He does this because we usually do this on Fridays, but Dino isn't producing for me on Fridays during the season because he's got high school football. So we get our Motown fix on Thursdays, but we'll give you a Motown on Friday. We can give it to you every day if we have to. It's good stuff. Hey, Browns fans, unite, because single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups. Three-game ticket plans include the sold-out division game versus the Steelers. That's on November 25th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. So call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And back with us for the second week in a row is our great friend from CBS Sports. He also works for NFL Network, Solomon Wilcots. He will be on the call for CBS with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's game in Indianapolis. And I'll tell you this, Solomon, as superstitious as people are in the National Football League, the Browns getting their first victory of the year with you and Kevin on the call last week for the Cincinnati game. Guess what? I think they're going to try to put in a request here, and you're going to, regardless of the network, you got to be present.
Well, you know, it's quite okay. As you well know, I've spent a lot of time in the offseason with the Cleveland Browns, having done their draft.
Yep.
For the NFL Network, spent time in mini camp training. I feel like I know this team. I feel like I live with this team. And it was really a pleasure to watch them get their first win of the season. Such a young crop of players almost growing up before my eyes.
Yeah, what did you see? That's a great way to put it. Young people growing, maturing in front of all of us. But specifically, what were some of the steps that you saw this team make that impressed you the most, Sally?
Well, other than Brandon Weeden turning 29 the day he gets his first NFL victory, there were other things, as you mentioned, that pointed to signs of growth. I think more significantly, Josh Gordon. You and I have talked about him. I felt that them using the supplemental second-round pick, using their pick for the upcoming 2013 draft on Josh Gordon, that he had to pay huge dividends this year, that he had to play well. And then 2 weeks in a row, he does it. He gets a 71-yard touchdown pass from Weeden to get into the end zone, and now he's leading the league with 22 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and watching him grow, watching the defense improve with the return of Joe Hayden, both cornerbacks had interceptions in the game, Sheldon Brown and Hayden both. And the offensive line, I thought, really won the day against a really good Cincinnati Bengals defense who came into the game leading the league with 18 sacks.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting how you talk about the not only the maturity of these young players, the rapid maturity, at least as we saw in that game, but it's been coming around. And you and I talked about this last week, how critical that game really was for the Browns, how important it was to get that win. All wins are critical, and, you know, if they were 0-6, then this week would be even more critical. But we knew where they stood at 0-5 and how important it was to change the narrative, number one. But number two, to have that mindset, that maturity for this young team to understand how critical it was.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about changing the narrative. You know, they had snapped an 11-game losing streak, and they also had snapped a 12-game losing streak with inside the AFC North Division. The fact that this is a team that the week before couldn't weather the storm against New York during that 3-minute span where they've given up all those points, allowed the Giants to come back. They sort of weathered the early storm against the Bengals, got on top early in the game after Jermaine Gresham set sail on a 55-yard catch. The young team sort of righted itself, particularly in the second half of the ball game. And we talk about growing up, since when would they lose one of their top players like Trent Richardson, and then a Monterio Hardesty comes in and lifts the team? You don't see the production drop off. In fact, he's able to get into the end zone. I think that's a sign of a young team growing up. They didn't wilt under the pressure of adversity as they had in previous weeks.
Solomon Wilcots joins us. He will be on a call for CBS with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's television coverage of the Browns at Colts. And you talk about weathering storms and dealing with adversity. This has not been the easiest year in any respect for the Browns, including the timing of the ownership transfer from Randy Lerner to Jimmy Haslam. Of course, Jimmy Haslam approved by the league officially on Tuesday and then promptly announcing that Joe Banner is going to be the new chief executive officer of the Browns. So a lot, and Mike Holmgren would be retiring. The president will be retiring at the end of the season. All of that happening in a week when you're, again, preparing for game number 7 of the NFL season. From a former player's perspective, Solomon, how do you handle distractions like that? And this team being as young as it is, what are your thoughts about the impact in that regard?
See, I think, I don't know, and you are in the building as well. I don't know that it's as big of a distraction inside the building as it is outside of the building, where the change appears to be a sudden shift. But Mr. Haslam, as you well know, has been present on the practice field. He's been around the players. He's already been introduced. That really, Tuesday was more of a mere formality of a changing of the guard, sort of a ceremonial passing of the baton. But as you well know, his presence has been felt in the building. And, yeah, okay, Mike Holmgren's going to be around a little bit less. But other than that, I think for the players, there's no real change there. It's just, you know, it'll be a different name on the check each week. That's about all it amounts to. But yeah, as you know, in the National Football League, the work of everyday grinding and getting ready to play a game and practicing, that part doesn't change. And because Mr. Haslam has kind of already had the introduction with players and coaches and has been around, I think it's kind of business as usual right about now.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. And you sense that, although for their part, Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, when they were in the building together this week, made a point of talking with the players and not only introducing themselves officially, although, as you mentioned, Jimmy Haslam's met the players on this team, or certainly most of them, but Joe Banner, you know, getting that introduction. And I think the key message is, you know, don't be distracted by this all. And here's the other thing that was talked about heavily is the reaction of the fan base to last week's win. And how big that was, how important that was for Cleveland. But the thing that resonates with me, not only the enthusiasm over seeing the win itself, but the completeness of it as well. And I'm thinking that, you know, finally the Browns understand what it means to play a total team game.
And you know what? I think you talked about the timing of the win. It was the perfect time to get that first win, just before meeting your new owner, your new CEO. If you're Chris Gokhan, if you're Sheldon Brown, having played in Philadelphia, you don't need to be introduced to Joe Banner. He already knows you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some good things there where there are players in that locker room who can talk and speak to, you know, to the character of the people who are now coming in the door, if it's Joe Banner. But you're right. I think these players are growing up, but I think the fans are sort of growing to know this team, to trust the players, and how about to trust some of the moves that Holmgren and Coach Shermer have done, and Tom Heckert as well, to be honest with you. And it was the right move to maybe trade that pick for Julio Jones. It was the right move to use those picks to usher in a renaissance on offense, whether it's the quarterback Brandon Weeden, the running back Trent Richardson, Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, and Josh Gordon, four of those rookie starters on offense now beginning to sort of take hold, pay some dividends. The timing was right, but also I think the believability factor has now gone up because now those moves are beginning to bear good fruit. People were kind of waiting to see some signs of that bit, and I think it finally came.
As we look at this matchup on Sunday, and you see a rookie quarterback that the Colts have in Andrew Luck, seeing him perform, of course, much better, have his breakout game against the Packers, by a dud by him and the entire team in a lopsided loss to the Jets a week later. But really the story of that game, the Colts' inability to deal with the Jets' rushing attack and a very banged-up Colts defensive front, and that contributing to the problems of the Colts' offense, because you had the Jets just kind of controlling the tempo, and then you have Andrew Luck, you know, getting one-dimensional, not having having the pressure, not having the ability to really scan and handle things back there. Browns team with a presumably healthier Trent Richardson and the ability to get their running game going, number one, and number two, a defense that could probably turn up the heat, should be able to turn up the heat on Andrew Luck.
I totally agree. The Colts have been much better at home than when they have been on the road. What I'm seeing with Dick Geron's group on the defensive side with the Cleveland Browns, they're getting better. They're getting better every week. I think Joe Hayden coming back has made them remarkably better in terms of what they're now able to do on the back end. I just think that they're a team that's continuing to improve. And now, right now, I think the Cleveland Browns obviously only have one game. I think they're capable of going there in there and getting a win. If you were to look at the players surrounding the quarterback there, if a Brandon Weeden had himself a Reggie Wayne, how much better does that make him? I mean, not that the receivers that he has isn't bad, but none of them are Reggie Wayne and have the pedigree that he has. Does he have defensive ends like a Robert Mathis and a Dwight Freeney? To be able to have players around you that have some veteran leadership that have won a lot of games, I think that's what a rookie quarterback needs. But Brandon Weeden didn't have the luxury of walking into that. He inherited the youngest roster in the National Football League. It just tells you the dynamic that Brandon Weeden is playing against as opposed to what some of these other rookie quarterbacks are having to play with.
Yeah, great points. Great points. And again, very happy that you're on the call for this game. We'll see if that continues to be a good luck charm for the Browns, Sally.
I'll do my part, Vic, okay? How about that?
not bad for a former Bengal, too. He is Solomon Wilcots from CBS Sports, also from NFL Network. Again, he'll be on the call with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's game at Indianapolis between the Browns and the Colts. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I, for one, feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Only the Home Depot has the innovative new Delta Prelude toilet for only $129. It's not only very affordable, it's also WaterSense certified, using less water every month while making hardly a ripple in your water bill. Save money without scrimping on performance with the innovative, affordable, and very efficient Delta Prelude toilet, only $129. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only, see store for details.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis.
located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East Side, West Side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
The 50% off sale.
Yes, 50% off tires, 50% off service.
Now, 50% off tires and service at NTB. At NTB, 50% off select in-stock name brand tires. 50% off names like Goodyear and Yokohama. At NTB, 50% off service, including brake jobs, balance, rotation, and select oil changes.
Two sales in one.
Now, at NTB, 50% off tires, 50% off service. This 50% off sale is for a limited time only, so don't wait. At NTB, with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires with installation, you pay only 50% on select name brand tires.
At NTB, you'll pay 50% for brake jobs, balance, rotation, and select oil changes. But don't wait. Get to NTB today. Sale ends Tuesday.
Now, don't miss your chance to get 50% off service. 50% off tires.
Now through Tuesday only at NTB.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Vic Carucci with you on this football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Steve King, our resident historian, joins us now to talk about the history between the Browns and the Colts. Steve, very rich in history, going back many years between these clubs.
Every time I look at the Indianapolis Colts, I see the Baltimore Colts. And when I see the Baltimore Colts, I see the 1964 championship game. And obviously, that's the biggest moment in the series, regular season, preseason, whatever season, between these two teams.
And what do you remember about that as far as your research goes?
It was a game in which nobody gave the Browns a chance except the Browns. And as you know, because you've attended the same functions that I have, those legends functions, mm-hmm. when you talk to people like Vince Costello and Gary Collins, you find out that while nobody gave them a chance, they felt in their hearts, they were convinced it was not even a question, that not only were they the best team, but they were going to win the game. And not only were they going to win the game, they were going to win the game decisively. And they did. Gary Collins came out in the papers the middle of the week and said that, well, he expected to beat the Baltimore Colts. And Blanton Collier, what in the world are you saying? And said, well, he said, Blanton, what did you want me to say, that we're going to lose? I had to, you know, tell the truth, and I felt that we were going to win the game, and they did. And really, when you look back at victories that this franchise has had, there has never been a more complete, team-oriented, all-for-one, one-for-all, and I know that sounds trite, victory than the 64 championship game, 27-0, and it just stunned everybody. And it still does 48 years later.
And that was a Colts team loaded with great talent. Johnny Unitas, John Mackey, some just two of the great players that were on there.
The Browns were outstanding. They had a lot of Hall of Famers. And as you aptly point out, the Colts had more. Lenny Moore. They had Jim Parker. They had just up and down the lineup. And the guys who didn't make the Hall of Fame were Pro Bowl, All-Pro type players. I mean, to make the Baltimore Colts football team, then you really had to be good. And oh, by the way, Don Shula was the coach.
Not a bad Ohio connection there, of course, with Shula. As time went on, and the Colts do end up in Indianapolis, certainly not the same level of rivalry, but these teams have met each other a few times.
In 1987, they played a playoff game here in Cleveland, and it ended up being 38-21. The Browns won, but for a long time, it was nip and tuck. Eddie Johnson made a great hit to force an interception, and the Browns won the game. But that the Colts had beaten the Browns earlier in the season, and they were ready to beat them again, and that was that you know, Bernie Kosar, Kevin McErnan, and Spiner era when you didn't beat the Browns very much, and you certainly didn't beat them very much at Cleveland, but the Colts had come in there, and the Browns had another shot to beat them later, and did. But, you know, it was it's been a rich tradition, and it's been a tradition, like you say, that goes back to the old days because the Colts, of course, go back to the 50s, came into the league about the same time the Browns did.
Right. Well, Steve, tremendous breakdown. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always love the history segments with our good buddy Steve King. Absolutely. All right, back to your questions and your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages to our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Brandon from Facebook, he says, I got a question for you, Vic. He said, I feel like we've got something going here by Jimmy Haslam coming in. I says, that's the good news. He says, the question, though, is will he make a lot of changes and start us back at the beginning, because I can't go through that again. I hear you, Brandon. I hear you. I've heard other people express this, too. As much as the common thing, I think, among a lot of people outside an organization who have been frustrated by the lack of success and angered and all those things, the idea of the reset button being hit and the expectation that reset equals longer wait or more prolonged waiting for success and hope being mixed in there somewhere, but eventually just being lost in the whole idea of just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. That's a real concern to have, because that tends to happen when there are new people at the top. So you have a new owner. Now you have a new CEO in Joe Banner, introduced yesterday. But that said, what I was encouraged by was what Joe Banner said about the timetable. No specifics, nor would you expect him or anyone else to give you specifics, except that in light of the general thought that these rebuilding projects, if you call them that, new administration comes in, and then there's that timetable of multiple years, whatever it is, 5 years is you know, use that number as something you that's been as old as the game itself in terms of how people have described programs, so to speak, rebuilding. And he indicated that that is not something, he said this, I think, during the news conference yesterday, that that's not something he wants to put himself through, that he wants this thing to happen. And he said there will be, quickly, it'll be noticed. So, and that's coming from someone 19 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, 12 of them as president of that team, and many years there of perennial contender level success, Super Bowl contender success. He knows what that standard is. He knows it when he sees it, knows how to do it. And that's not to say, by the way, that Mike Holmgren didn't, or others before him didn't, but certainly Mike Holmgren has the Super Bowl ring and rings he wears, rings as a head coach and rings as an assistant coach with the 49ers, has seen that and done that and has witnessed it come together and had a plan that he believed in. So it's understandable that the next guy has the plan that he believes in, but he is feeling your pain, Brandon, and that of other Browns fans in not wanting to wait longer. And that is encouraging. Mark from Facebook, he says the Browns need to get more of Jordan Cameron involved in the offense. The guy catches everything thrown to him. I think he's, yeah, there, when you say Jordan, yeah, actually he, okay. I think he means Jordan Norwood, too. I want to restate this. I think that's who he was talking about. Too many Jordans, too many Joshes. let's go with Jordan Norwood here as I'm looking further into my notes. But let's talk about Jordan Cameron while I bring his name up with a couple of clutch catches that he made, especially that 23-yarder that sets up the Ben Watson touchdown on a 3rd-and-1 play. And I think that's a nice option to have for Brandon Whedon to have a guy. I think that confidence grows in Jordan Cameron's ability to make plays, therefore get those calls that he's involved in, but also the quarterback seeing him do it. As far as Jordan Norwood goes, yeah, I think he's a go-to guy as well, but he's not healthy right now. So we'll see where that how that all evolves. Jim from Twitter, he says, what steps does the NFL need to take to compete with home theater visuals for fans to see the game better? That's a nice, interesting question, a little off the beaten path, but that's been a concern of the league for sure, is to, you know, try to make the game viewing experience in the stadium better, because the home experience is phenomenal. And but good news, they just announced attendance is doing much better. So I think people are finding the game experience. There's nothing like being there. There's nothing like being there and being part of it in life. Like last Sunday, who wouldn't have wanted to be part of that? And I'm so glad that those were there, 60-plus thousand, nearly 70,000 were. All right, we want to thank Don Banks and Solomon Wilcots. Want to thank Joe Hayden and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Steve King. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stick around for the Urban Meyer call-in show, and then Three Deep after that. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.